This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A year or so ago on this program, maybe a little bit more than that, honestly, now that I think about it, I said on the radio for everybody to hear that inflation in this country was dead. And really, it was. Prices were just stuck. But I am here to report today that inflation is perhaps just a tiny bit less dead than it used to be. The Consumer Price Index came out this morning, up 0.2% in March from a month earlier. It's not much, but it may be, just may be enough to make economists believe an upward trend is upon us. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman breaks it down.
So on my way into work this morning, I stop into this breakfast place. It's got this excellent vegetable frittata thing. I'm going to just have a little bit of it now as I start my story. And they ring me up for $5.95. This used to be $4.95 just a few weeks ago. So the question is, how come?
We've seen food prices increase about 0.4% the past few months. And yes, that's an acceleration.
Wells Fargo economist Sarah Watt House says blame drought in California, deep freezes in the South, plus higher-priced food imports. Another thing that's going up fast, rent.
The pain really goes pretty broadly.
Ethan Handelman at the National Housing Conference says there's a shortage of rental units. Low-income folks really can't afford a rent hike. They've got no cushion. And middle-class people aren't seeing their paychecks rise much.
Many of them are paying more than a third and some paying more than half of their income for housing.
Now, to be clear, the uptick in inflation so far is not alarming most economists. It's still below the Fed's target of 2%. But Sarah Watt House says that may not be how it feels to average Americans.
So even if you have a moderate rate of inflation, if you're still not getting a commensurate pickup in wage growth and that starts to eat away at those real income gains, I think it could be a little bit concerning for folks.
And people would probably feel deeper in the hole if it weren't for the fact that gasoline is about 5% cheaper than it was this time last year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.